Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, kiddies and cousins, boys and girls. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're taking some time to be thankful. And I'm thankful that we've gotten to know Debbie Meyer. Debbie is one of the newest members of our Brain Trust, and she is the lifestyle diva. She's an inventor extraordinaire. She's an entrepreneur par excellence, and a pretty darn good radio guest, too. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you so much. It's my complete pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. And I'll just remind folks, you invented the cake cutter. That's one of the things, right?
Right.
That's the way you get exactly the right size cake, and it doesn't fall over. And see, you know what happens with me? The reason the cake cutter, I probably might not use your cake cutter, because see, what happens to me is I might want a bigger piece than that. See,
well, you can adjust my cake cutter. And you can
oh, that's right.
Old,
that's
can
right.
You have a big old gym piece anytime you.
You
like.
Got you can adjust that puppy, can't you? Yeah. But see, the other thing is sometimes you cut a piece and it kind of crumbles and falls apart. Well, I can't leave that laying there. That would be disrespectful.
Not with my cake cutter. That doesn't.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
But see, the way I do it, I get like an extra piece out of it.
We'll just get you an extra cake.
There you go. And also, all the other things, the green bags, right?
Yeah, my green bags, Debbie Meyer green bags, which are in strong use right now. I went into the grocery store yesterday. I was, I go back to get the things I forget. But every time I go into the produce aisle down at my local grocery store, I get lots of people coming over and saying, "I bought my vegetables a week ago, and they're in your green bag. I didn't have to do that tonight."
So there are people out there who are thankful today.
Absolutely.
for the things you've invented. So I want to know what Debbie Meyer is thankful for today.
Oh,
and of course, this is the day before Thanksgiving, folks. But you know, we got to get ourselves into the spirit of this thing, right? It takes a while for us to unplug. Okay. From all the things that are taking our attention, that are imposing on our sensibilities, it takes a while. We gotta kind of desensitize a little, don't we?
We do, and I think as small business people and as entrepreneurs, it's even harder for us to unplug because our businesses are our lives.
Well, and also Thanksgiving's Thursday, Friday's payroll.
That's right. and we don't get to sit back and say, okay, so it's payday. We got to make that payday.
That's right. We got to cover it.
So it's a little different for us to unplug. I plan on for the first time in a very long time, I am unplugging because very often in the last 10 years that I've been on television, I've been on the home shopping channels for the last 10 years. I have actually worked on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
They have some very big shows.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving Day and the day after. So me being home on Thanksgiving Day is actually, I'm actually quite thankful.
Congratulations. So you're thankful to be able to actually be home. And so so now you have family.
I do. And we're very blessed to have just added a brand new grandbaby 4 weeks ago. Little boy, and he's going to be joining us, obviously, for the first time. So, and then we have a young man who actually has his family all out in California, so he's going to be joining us.
I think about how many families are doing, and good for you on that. Good on you for including that person. You know, you think about, if all of us could see, if all of us could read, if all of us could find out about all the gestures of love and thanksgiving that people are making, like you're making with that young man and all that. You know, wouldn't you like to see that kind of information in a newspaper instead of reading us in a section where, you're in one part of the world and somebody did something bad in another part of the world and it's right there in your newspaper? Wouldn't you like to hear about all the times that somebody invited somebody over and why they did it?
Well, absolutely.
Am I being a Pollyanna here?
No, you know what? I think you go right ahead. I think it's a very wonderful gift to be able to look at things that way, because we obviously live in a very different world than very different than I know I grew up in.
Yeah, me too.
And so many others, and the world around us has changed so dramatically, and not always for the good.
Right.
But you know, certainly we know the trying times.
Right.
And I just think you got to do what's in your heart, and if it's in your heart to say to yourself, okay, things are not so great around the world. Things may not even be great in my own backyard, but I've got to set aside some time to take stock.
Let humanity happen. That's what we're talking about, folks. Let humanity happen. You're a human being. You have humanity in you. Let it happen. 20 till, right back with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the Lifestyle Diva. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We got a good friend, Debbie Meyer, back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Debbie is the Lifestyle Diva. She's a lady. She's an inventor par excellence. She's invented so many things that so many people are using in their houses, in their homes, just to make life a little bit easier, make a little more sense, and a little bit more convenient. But right now, she's a very successful person, ladies and gentlemen, and a great entrepreneurial example for all of us. Debbie, one of the things I know you want to do today is talk to, and by the way, we're so thankful that you're here with us today.
I'm delighted to be here, as always.
I know you want to talk about taking stock, slowing down just a little bit. And, you know, I used to, in the previous segment, we talked about some of all the things that business owners have to deal with. Mm-hmm. Over the years, the only way I was able to actually make it through the tough times, and I mean, there were times, Debbie, when I didn't know if I was going to, you've heard of people saying they were taking it day to day. Mm-hmm. There have been times in my business when I was taking it hour by hour. I mean, it was my issues were that granular, and once upon a time, and the only way I could make it at all and not just, you know, come apart was if I could check on other parts of my life.
Yes.
That weren't coming apart.
Yes.
You know, I'd check on my kids. If they were okay, nothing else mattered.
Right.
And that things like that helped me to get centered and to focus on things. And to not give them more value than they really deserved.
Right, I agree completely. I think, as I said a little earlier, as entrepreneurs and as small business people or people who are owning their own businesses or trying to start their own businesses, sometimes it becomes very difficult to become a little less focused. Everyone tells you, focus, focus, focus.
Yeah.
Well, there are times when you need to become a little more unfocused and turn your head to the left or the right and say, hey, you know what? There's other things in this life.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely right. If my family is okay, I have a 19-year-old son in college, you know,
and a new grandson.
Brand new grandson, and bless my 19-year-old's heart, I hear from him virtually every day.
Yeah.
He just checks in to say hi. And
nothing else matters.
You're right. That moment for me is, you know, my place in the sun when I get to hear about his day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's very, very important, whether you are a small business person, whether you're an entrepreneur, or even if you're an employee of another company, it all matters. And I think it's very important for everybody, no matter where you work or how you work, to take a few moments at some point and look at the world around you, look at your own world, and then look at yourself and just say, okay, am I okay? What could I do differently if I thought I should do something different?
Right.
If things aren't going right, what exactly isn't going right? Just because somebody at work maybe gave you a hard time doesn't mean your whole world's falling apart.
Right.
You know, and I think it becomes very necessary for us to look at things on a different level. And I think Thanksgiving, you know, it's another one of those holidays that everybody runs around and goes crazy and, I got to cook the turkey, I got to do this, got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know, I feel very blessed that we're going to be having an extended family here for this Thanksgiving. And even though I could go absolutely crazy because, to tell you the truth, I actually do have a few things I need to get, you know, I have a few emails I have to answer and that kind of thing tomorrow. I am still wanting to just sit down with everybody and just
mm-hmm.
talk.
Yeah.
I want to hear some different perspectives. I want to hear what's going on in their lives.
I'd like to recommend something else to folks today, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to recommend that if you don't have a church of your own or a synagogue of your own, if you don't have a congregation that you're connected to, if you do, use them. But if you don't, contact a local church and ask them if they know of a family that needs help at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And see, what you're going to find, folks, I think you'll be surprised at how many of you where the church secretary will say, yes, we do. And
we have a list.
And they won't need a turkey and cranberry sauce. They'll need milk and bread and beans and potatoes.
Right.
And if you really want to show, you know, your thankfulness, if you really want to be, you know, to really have the spirit and to me, that's the key to this whole thankfulness is not just what you're thankful for, but what you can do for others.
Yes, and you know, and if you don't mind, I'd like to take it one step further. I know everybody starts to feel as though they should do something around Thanksgiving and around Christmas and Hanukkah. I think, you know, you need to get it into your spirit that
all the time.
You do something all the time.
All the time.
You donate a bag of groceries once a month.
Yeah.
Or something. There's got to be a food bank. There's got to be something that needs your help.
We've gotten into a thing where the society sort of heads us in the direction of it all being about me, haven't we?
That's right.
And I don't want to sound cynical, folks, but I really believe that we have to fight that a little bit, don't you? I mean, don't you think we have to be a little more conscious about this? There doesn't seem to be as much evidence around us, like I said earlier about the newspapers. You know, I wish they were. Do you think somebody could be successful if they publish a newspaper about nothing but good things?
Well, do you know they tried to do that on? They tried to have the Good News Show on television once
yeah.
a few years ago, and it failed miserably.
Unbelievable!
I
didn't even know about it.
Me.
I would have watched it.
I thought it was clever.
Of course,
no,
I'm kind of.
People didn't want to watch it. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm doing at Thanksgiving this year. You know how everybody.
Hold on to that thought, Debbie. We gotta be thankful for some sponsors right now. Hold on, Debbie Meyer. She knows how this works, folks. 10 till right back after these messages. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's all that I have left.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit on this pre-Thanksgiving, this run-up, this warm-up for Thanksgiving with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the Lifestyle Diva. And Debbie, tell us how we can find you online.
Oh, you can find me at debbiemeyer.com. It's as easy as that.
MeyerDebbieMeyer.com. Also, the Home Shopping Network's got your beautiful face right there on their website, too.
That's right. At hsn.com,
yeah.
You can find everything that I have in stock.
Now, have you written any books?
I am in the middle of that right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to get you a book out here.
I'm right in the middle of it. In fact, I'm going to be spending, and there you go, I'm going to be spending part of this this time working on that as well.
Well, I expect, whenever it's published, I expect to launch it on this show.
Well, thank you. That is
You tell your publisher you've already got a place to launch it.
Well, we're going to, it's actually... We believe it's all set up, but we're going to be delighted to be on your show and talk about it. And
you let me know.
We're going to get one of the first copies.
We've launched many books on this show over the years, and some of them have gone on to great success. Debbie, one of the great things about Thanksgiving are the traditions that are started, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you know, Americans are... Through all the stuff that we got going on, and as fast as things are getting... we're still kind of, human beings are kind of sentimental beings, aren't we? And Americans, Americans, I think Americans are a lot like that. I mean, you know, Americans are the most generous people. And folks, I know you sound, I know you're saying, you know, well, that's kind of an ugly American thing to say. But folks, the records show this. Statistics prove that Americans, as individuals, give more to other people than anybody else on the planet. It's in our culture, it's in our nature, it's in our origins, it's in our traditions, and a lot of it starts from the traditions, doesn't it, Debbie?
It certainly does, Jim, and, you know, I actually come from quite a small family. It's getting bigger all the time now, but personally I come from a very small family, and our Thanksgivings and our holiday times were actually quite intimate. But one of the things I want to do this year, and I'm calling everyone and telling them today, that although we will do the trip around the table where everybody talks about what they're thankful for, and I know everyone's going to be looking at that great brand-new baby boy who's going to be at our table, but, you know, we feel very blessed on many levels, but one of the things I'm going to be asking for this year, because we do kind of get a little misty, and everyone gets a little sentimental, and everyone talks about how they don't tell everybody what they're, you know, who they're thankful for as often, I'm having everybody bring a joke. So everybody is going to be giving us a joke at the dinner.
Now, you got a teenage boy, so be careful this year.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to have a little, you know, a little disclaimer at the bottom about what it is. But I think this is a time in space when everybody needs a good laugh.
Yeah.
As well as everything else. So the other day, my husband had me laughing. He said he hadn't heard me laugh like that in years. He was doing something silly, and I couldn't stop laughing. And when it was when I finally stopped, I was so exhausted from laughing, I started laughing again because I couldn't kind of hold my head up. I was laughing so hard. And that's a feeling that I suddenly realized, wow, I don't get that feeling enough.
Mm-hmm.
Being exhausted because you're just so happy.
Yeah, that is a good feeling. And this last year or so it's been a tough time to get into that situation.
And I think, you know, Jim, if I may, I just want to say, you know, earlier I said something about even if you donate a bag of groceries a month or something.
Yeah.
Listen, I realize there are so many people in the kind of economical situation that they cannot make big donations. They can't. They're trying to figure out how to make ends meet themselves, much less give away. It doesn't even have to be something.
Right.
You can give a few minutes of yourself, of your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your
regardless of how bad things are for you, you can find someone who's having a tougher time.
Can be very useful to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, time can be your most valuable.
I remember a story about a family who had lost a loved one as they were about to travel for the holidays. And they found out that one of the people they were going to go see had died.
Oh my.
And the neighbor came over and didn't say anything except this. He said, "Would you bring me your shoes?" And because they were packing up trying to leave, and he said, they said, "What do you mean?" He said, I want to polish your shoes.
Oh my.
And he just came over and sat on the floor and shined all their shoes.
Oh my.
How about that?
Wow.
I mean, those are the kinds of things you're talking about.
Absolutely. I am so moved when somebody gives me their time.
That's right. That personal touch.
Even to be here on the radio and have people listen.
Nesbitt said it 25 years ago, 30 years ago. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. Debbie Meyer, thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for so many. Thank you for the inspiration that you are, and we'll see you next time. Have a good holiday.
You too, and to everybody there out there listening.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after the news. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.